It's time once again for Round the Campfire with the Waldorf Family. Yay! Join nuclear scientist turned kindergarten teacher Wally Waldorf, his wife Butter, and their kids Squim, Leavenworth, and Fife.
Why did you have to conceive me in Fife?
As they explore the backwoods of the Great Northwest and tell campfire tales of nuclear accidents that are wacky and scary, but true.
How much further, Dad?
We go till we feel centered, Squim.
OMG!
Really, dear, we've been circling in the dark for hours.
All right. How about here, then, next to the Richard Serra? Kids, time to build a campfire.
Dad, I don't think that's allowed in the park. Leavenworth's right, hon. I believe that's against
all... Oh, heck, Butter, we're having fun. We're on a trek. We're a wholesome Northwest family. They won't mind. Like we say in kindergarten...
Home is where the heart is.
Oh, where there's smoke, there's fire?
Everything's better in Fife.
That's the spirit, kids. Now, who wants to chop up these benches for some firewood?
Oh, I do. Wow! These s'mores are so good, Dad.
Where'd you pick up the chocolate, Wally? It's got a distinct herbal aftertaste.
Now, Butter...
You weren't at Uncle Ike's again.
All right, kids. Who is ready for a wacky and scary but true nuclear waste story?
Oh, I am!
Tell us the cat little story, Pops.
You really want to hear that one again?
Man, it is so frickin' wacky and scary but true.
Squim!
What's the cat litter story?
Well, little Fife. It's the story of how a bag of cat litter shut down our nation's first and only long-term nuclear waste storage facility.
Go ahead and tell it, Wally.
All right. So, once upon a time, back in the year 1997. America opened up its first and only long-term nuclear waste repository half a mile underneath the earth, beneath Carlsbad, New Mexico.
Half a mile down in the ground?
Tell them what they named it, Dad.
They called it the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant. WIP for short.
Whip it! Whip it good!
That is enough, Squim!
Welcome, everybody, to opening day of the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant. Woo! 2,152 feet directly below us in a geologic salt basin, we have carved out storage for some of our nation's nastiest radioactive waste.
Anywho, the place was working as planned. Accepting large metal drums filled with radioactive plutonium and uranium from sites all over the country, when suddenly, on the night of February 14th, 2014, a strange thing happened.
Evening, Marissa.
Evening, Ralph. Quiet night.
Sure is.
What the heck?
That's the air monitor alarm!
There must be contamination coming up from the repository!
Quick! We better shelter in place!
What happened, Dad?
Well, turns out, one of the big metal drums that had been placed underground exploded!
Oh! And spread radioactive contamination throughout 36% of the facility?
Yep.
Are they supposed to blow up?
No, Fife. They're supposed to behave themselves for 10,000 years.
Wow, that's an awful long time to behave yourself.
Tell them how it happened, Dad.
Yeah, get to the cat litter.
Well, it seems there was a little snafu back at the Los Alamos National Laboratory where some of the metal drums were originally packed.
Mr. Sibley, we've got some drums that need to go to WIP, but we can't find the instructions for how to pack the radioactive waste.
What instructions, Alice?
Well, the standard procedure that tells us how to mollify the radioactive materials, like the uranium and the plutonium and the americium, to keep them from reacting to each other in the drum and blowing the whole thing up.
Ah, gotcha.
Hey, Alice. Mr. Sibley, Drake found the instructions. Looks like our neutralizing agent is cat litter.
Cat litter?
You mean litter for kitties?
Let's see here. Given the amount of waste we're stuffing into this drum, we should add, maybe a bag or so of cat litter.
Well, what kind of cat litter?
It says, I can't quite tell from Drake's handwritten squiggles, but it looks like it says organic cat litter.
Oh, there's a great sale on Sweet Scoop. It's made of wheat and totally organic. My Puffins loves it.
You sure that's what they've been putting in these drums?
Yes, sir. Says right here, cat litter. It's what everyone's using. Japan, Russia too.
Well,
Sweet Scoop's the best, sir.
Okay, add that stuff and seal it up and ship it off. Let's get her done.
Whip it.
Whip it good!
So what happened, Daddy?
Well, it turns out someone had copied the instructions wrong. Or there was a typo. But what they should have used was inorganic cat litter.
Inorganic?
Yeah, the kind that's made of clay, an inorganic substance.
That's right, Leavenworth.
Because inorganic cat litter is an excellent buffer, but you go and mix organic cat litter like Sweet Scoop with nitrate salts, nitric acid, oxalates, you get a thermal runaway reaction.
Very good,
Leavenworth. Eventually, 70 days later, birth to breach would cause a nice big kaboom!
Kaboom!
So now, our country's only long-term radiological storage facility is pretty much shut down. And it could cost as much as $2 billion to clean it up and get everything fully back up and operational.
If it ever runs again at all.
And some plutonium got into the atmosphere in Carlsbad.
And some workers got internally contaminated.
All because of the wrong brand of cat litter.
Wow. Gee, Daddy, you know, that story really is wacky and scary.
And true.
It sure is, Fife.
Oh, I wish you hadn't conceived me there.
I know you do, Sweet Pea. But your father and I were at the RV show, and one thing just led to the next.
All right, kids, just simmer down. So, kids, what's the moral of this cat litter story?
We don't know, Dad. You're the nuclear scientist turned kindergarten teacher.
Oh, I know. You can bring a horse to water, but you can't make him...
No.
In like a lion, out like a lamb?
Nope.
Oh, for goodness sake, Wally. Just finish the gosh darn story.
Ahem. Consistency is the foundation of virtue.
That's a moral.
Francis Bacon.
Bacon.
Who's up for another s'more?
Me.
I'll take one.
Me three.
Hold it right there.
Okay, there are the police. I told you, Wally, you can't camp at the Olympic Sculpture Park.
And you're probably not supposed to burn the benches either, Dad.
Well, don't worry, kids. Our tax dollars paid for this outing. I'm sure we can work something out.
Maybe they'd like a s'more.
Or a wacky and scary but true story.
You bet, Fife.
Oh, I wish you guys had held on till Tacoma.